style? If they were, don't tell their families. You'll be misunderstood. And taking this unfortunate word to its ultimate logical extreme, I will not be surprised to someday see one of those spiritual mediums doing a TV show called Lifestyles of the Dead. Incidentally, shouldn't a group of mediums be called media? Just asking. Back to the subject. Vagrants, tramps, hobos, drifters, and transients. Without using a dictionary, which in many cases is no help at all, here are the distinctions I picked up in years past by listening to how people used these words. The sense I got was, vagrants simply had no money. Tramps and hobos had no money, but they moved around. Drifters moved around, but occasionally worked for a while, and then drifted on, whereas tramps and hobos didn't work at all. We'll get to transients in a moment. There's one other distinction between tramps and hobos that I think is worth mentioning. The word tramp might also have been used to describe the young woman your son brought home. Rarely did anyone's son bring home a hobo, unless, of course, he was into the gay hobo lifestyle. Actually, there weren't too many gay hobos. That's because if a hobo didn't have a home, he certainly didn't have a closet either to be in or come out of. Sudden thought. Hobo rhymes with homo. Another way to categorize this class of people was to call them transients. Sometimes on Skid Row, where they had a lot of bums and winos, we'll get to them in a minute, you'd see a cheap hotel with a sign that said, "Transients welcome." Transients were like drifters, except transients seemed to stay in cities, whereas drifters moved through small towns and rural areas. You had to move through those places because they weren't as tolerant as cities. They didn't have signs that said, "Drifters welcome." It was usually just the opposite. Ask Clint Eastwood. By the way, isn't a hotel that says it welcomes transients a little like a restaurant that says it prefers people with stomachs? Just asking. First cousin to a transient hotel was a flophouse, a magnificently descriptive piece of language that has all but disappeared. Just for the record, these days, transient hotels are called limited service lodgings. Several cuts above all these places were furnished rooms, these days known by the phrase SROs, short for single room occupancy. So, staying on track here, we began this section with people who have no place to live, which brings us to today's hot designation, the homeless, also known as street people. When I was a boy, we never heard those words. A dirty, drunk man on the street who wanted money was normally called a bum. Simple word, three letters, one syllable, bum. And a bum was usually also a wino. You know, a substance abuser. He had a chemical dependency. Little did we know. By the way, it should be pointed out that bum might also have been used to describe the young man your daughter brought home. Many's the bum who didn't pass muster with Dad. I wonder how many of those bums the daughters brought home wound up marrying the tramps the sons brought home. That might explain all those homeless children. But the word homeless is useless. It's messy, it's inaccurate, it's not descriptive. It attempts to cover too many things. Poverty, alcoholism, drug addiction, schizophrenia, no place to live, and begging on the street. Homeless should mean only one thing, no home, no place to live. Many of these people who beg on the street actually have places to live. I had one guy tell me he needed money to buy tires for his van. I gave him a dollar. I considered him both honest and enterprising. The first word I remember for these people was bag ladies. I don't know why men were left out of this. I never heard anyone say bag men. I guess that's because a bag man is a different thing. A bag man is someone who delivers bribes or illegal gambling money. Probably in today's evasive, dishonest, politically correct language, they'd be called bag persons. In my opinion, the closest we're ever going to get to a good descriptive name for these lovable, grimy folks is street people. And by the way, isn't it ironic that shopping bags and shopping carts, symbols of plenty, should be the objects most preferred by people who have nothing at all? I guess if you have nothing, you need something to carry it around in. especially if you're crazy. That's what a lot of these street people are, you know. They're crazy.